like yelling at the wall. What's the point? It's a one-way conversation. All right, so 7 and a half of the hour. Yes, Christmas is upon us. La 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 la.
Right. Holler if you can tell me who this is.
This is what happens when you cross elevator Christmas music with reggae.
Right. Who is this?
Let's see. This is Jewel. Not a bad guess, but no.
Pink.
Not that popular.
Really? Honey Boo Boo.
Somewhere in between.
Really? No, let's see. Annette Funicello, huh? Yeah.
Kimberly Locke from American Idol.
Oh, I'd never
run
guess her.
No, no.
100 years, for God's sake. All right. Let's get things cooking here. We got Roberta has proven that 80% of success is showing up.
Yeah, I think so in this case.
Not at all. That's because you went to that concert last night. When are you going to grow up?
She didn't go to it.
I thought you went to it.
She was on an airplane.
I thought you came...
What, you came back early to go to the concert? That's what I was told.
No.
Oh, okay. I got the wrong
I had a ticket to go.
Ah, see, that's what I thought.
Yes,
the concert last night, which was highlighted by a number of F's and F-bombs. And
wow.
Which is great.
Thing.
Yeah, WNET couldn't keep up with it. It was hilarious.
No. Well, anyway, so the Who and who else got involved in that
You know
stuff?
What? That's a great point, Roberta. I was watching it on, was it Axia or whatever, the concert channel
ISIS.
On cable.
There's a whole, they were all, it was all over the place on the cable.
So,
all over the place.
But and they weren't bleeping out anything.
Yeah, cable doesn't have to.
So I didn't even think about that. Did the more mainstream channels bleep that stuff out?
It wasn't on a mainstream channel.
Well, it wasn't on the networks, but WNET, especially during
Public.
Adam Sandler's thing that he did, that song that he did, which apparently, I didn't hear the original version, must have had a lot of things that they found offensive because they just... It just, the sound went out.
Bleep. So you were
bleep.
Using a different
bleep.
Feed.
Didn't even bleep, bleep it.
So
the sound went out.
So,
out completely.
So they each got the raw feed, and then they decided whether to bleep
exactly.
it or not.
Right.
So the
bleep.
Channel I was
bleep.
Watching.
Bleep.
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 And my brother
bleep.
Was watching
just
it
silence.
On Bravo or something like that, and they didn't bleep out anything
bleep.
Either.
Bleep. The deals. All right, come on, let's go.
Interesting, okay.
So, yeah, I watched Eric Clapton for a little while. I want to hear the hits.
He was
these
amazing.
Guys,
he was
he's
amazing.
A great guitarist, no question about that, but it was too... I want to hear the hits. When I watch something like that, I want to hear
you
the hits.
You should have watched The Who and the Rolling Stones then, because that's all they play. They let The Who play 5 songs.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, Daltrey's voice is better than I've heard it.
Didn't it just go on? I mean, was there a beginning and an end to it, or it just went on, didn't it?
The concert or The
yeah.
Who?
No, the concert itself. Aimed at raising money for Sandy victims.
I turned it off at about 11:20.
Wow.
I think out of everyone, and I hate to say this even though you know how I love Springsteen, I think Billy Joel and McCartney stole the show.
Yeah,
I didn't stay.
Well, they become, McCartney's become kind of a quasi-New Yorker. And it's no there's no surprise anymore when you see McCartney wandering around New York. Isn't his wife from... Like where you are in the ritzy section? Where's his wife from?
I'm not in the ritzy section.
Isn't she from the Hamptons or something? What's the story with her?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, she's out from the Hamptons.
All right. So he's around all the time in New York now. It's no surprise to see McCartney wandering around New York City. I love New York and L.A. for, if no other reason in terms of just kind of going to New York and L.A., when you see celebrities, you can tell the locals because they pay... No attention,
yeah, right,
zero attention to anybody who's well-known. But the tourists are all, hey, do you see that? I remember walking down the street in New York with my father at Christmas, God, it was in the 60s, and Lee Van Cleef.
Lee Van Cleef.
Big bad guy, cowboy star, not a hair on his head, was all dressed, very dapper. He'd gone into a jewelry store. He was looking, and I said, Dad, did you see that? Luke, it's Lee Van Cleef. My father says, yeah, don't look at him. Like he's going to get a gun out and shoot us or something. Anyway.
I'm sorry.
Funny what you remember.
But even the biggest New Yorker like Roberta, if she were walking down the street next to Paul McCartney.
Well, next to him, maybe she'd strike up a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You say hello. Hey, man, yeah. How you doing?
I told you the story of me on the Concorde flying across from London to New York.
Yeah.
Sat next to McCartney for three and a half hours. He was the most approachable. I mean, the thing that most people don't get, and maybe our TMZ mentality has created this, people think that these folks, because they make movies or in television or they're famous for writing a book or whatever it is, they're different than you and me. They aren't. I mean, look at the foolish things they get themselves involved in every day. So it's just that people sort of gravitate to them because they're well known and they go through the same kind of screwy life that they do that it becomes identifiable. But they're no different than you or me.
They just have a whole lot more money.
They just have. Okay, so why is that so important? What is there about?
Well,
we were talking, Roberta, you'd appreciate this because you have sort of a strong spiritual base. We were talking about abundance in the last hour and how it's created with the announcement the Fed was printing more money and the interest rates are going to stay low and yada, yada. And I was talking about how it really doesn't make any difference whether it's more printed. It's how you create the usage of that because there's enough for everybody and then some. It's you can create whatever you want to create. And I guess maybe turning it around on the other side, one of the things that we love from your corner of the world is how you help people save money, because mm-hmm. then that means they have money to use for something
That's
else
right.
and just keep it going and going. So what deals do we have from the Queen of Cheap? What the sort of things we're going to talk about in a few minutes here?
Oh, we've got more free Christmas stuff, and we've also got a great deal from Starbucks that you're going to have to do today if you want to do it.
Really? Well, mm-hmm. it's nice to have you back. People appreciate
Thank you.
Being here. They love to have your input. Save some money. Check out the Queen of Cheap Box. We'll give you the details in a moment. First, I want to acknowledge this young lady. This is an amazing story, and it's worth repeating. Richie and I were talking about Christina Shevchenko. Do you know who she is, Roberta, 15 years old?
Name sounds familiar.
All right. She was one of the people shot in the mall in Portland, suburban
okay.
Portland, the other day. 15 years old. She's still in critical condition. The story isn't really that she was shot. The story is about her and her life and what protection she lives under. She and her family, 9 members of her family, were in an SUV in the summer, and they got involved in a head-on collision. Everybody in the car was killed except her. That was four months ago.
Oh, my goodness.
So this young lady who is described as a happy child, active in church, she said, quote, by the mercy of God, she, even though she's going to have a long road to recovery, she's still alive. She'd been with a friend when she was shot. They go to the mall, apparently, frequently. And so she had just gotten out of school, and she went to the mall to meet a couple of her friends, and she got shot. It just really is amazing how those things work. You cannot explain. Great story. Wonderful that she's protected, even though she's had to go. There are a couple of lessons in this. She's protected, obviously. But also, what kind of stuff's going on with her that she's been exposed to this kind of tragedy? That's the other thing. Now, that's, I think, the deeper or the second part of the story. Anyway, but God love her. Christina Shevchenko, I believe is how you pronounce her name. 16 past the hour, Roberta deals from the bottom of the deck and the top of the deck. The Queen of Cheap is next on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Speaking of stocking up, I have with us David Pollack, who's the author of 101 Recipes for Beauty, with today's beauty tip. Every day, we're going to give people a thought. Roberta, you'll love this. The beauty tip of the day. So what are we working on today, David?
I got to tell you, with the holidays, I've already started eating my sweet desserts and the salty snacks already. But I got to admit, the sugar, the salt, that all takes a toll on our skin, even takes a toll on our hair, and you start to see it. And so today's tip is how to nourish the hair and how to remake it more manageable, give it more bounce, more radiance. And so this morning, while you're taking a shower or bath, take your normal hair conditioner that you use all the time and put a few drops of an olive oil in it. Mix it in the palm of your hands and use it as normal and then rinse it out. And just the addition of the few drops of the olive oil is going to deliver so many nutrients to the hair, it's going to help provide more shine and help repair the damage you're causing by eating all this junk food this holiday.
All right, David Pollack, who's the author of 101 Recipes for Beauty, with the beauty tip of the day, brought to you by Pure Attitudes Insta Results. So what happens if we use Insta Results in conjunction with that recipe you just gave us?
Your hair is going to look absolutely beautiful. People are going to notice it from across the room, which is great at an office party or something. But more importantly, we're all concerned about the wrinkles around our eyes, smile lines, etc. Insta Results is a product I developed that'll get rid of wrinkles instantly. It firms up the skin, plumps up the skin, and within 60 seconds, it looks like you've had a facelift. It'll get rid of the wrinkles. You can use it above or below makeup so it doesn't interfere. And right now, as you know, we talk about Insta Results, we've got a promotional going. And so when someone orders a bottle, they can get a bottle free for the holidays. So they can share it with a friend, a relative. And it's a product that it's been our top seller. It works so fast. People see results quickly, and they're just going to be absolutely amazed in 60 seconds or less.
Insta Results, 941-505-2631. Get instant results. Get rid of the lines and wrinkles on your face. It's 941-505-2631. Mention Doug Steffen. You pay the regular price for the first bottle. The second one is free and no shipping or handling. 941-505-2631. Get it in time for Christmas. All right, Roberta, what do we have from the Queen of Cheap department today?
I need my music.
Rich is asleep. Never mind the music. Just keep going.
No, we don't have time for your music, Roberto.
Okay. We have a great new Christmas MP3 for us from the Brian Setzer Orchestra. And you've never quite heard Jingle Bells like this, so we've learned how to get it absolutely free. We also got a free ebook for you, 12 Overnight Christmas Breakfast Casseroles. Make it the night before, eat it the next day, so you don't have to fuss with breakfast on Christmas morning, or actually, you know, really any morning. You can watch Santa's Reindeer. You know how people love to watch, like, puppies and stuff in baskets? Well, you can watch Santa feed his reindeer every day at 11 a.m., 6 p.m., and 9 p.m., and we tell you where you can go online and see that. And Starbucks has an incredible promotion starting today and lasting through the 16th. Buy one holiday drink and get one absolutely free. That's 5 p.m. each of those days.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Who watches? I actually watched a little of this last night when I climbed into bed. The X Factor was on last night. And the finalists appear to be Tate Stevens, Carly Rose Sonneclair, is that how you pronounce her name? Emblem 3.
Sounds Fifth good.
Harmony. Carly, I think, is this very sort of cute, small girl. Looks like she's 17 years old, 16, 17. Have I got the right person? Roberta, you've been watching this. No, Roberta's been watching The Voice, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, I watched The Voice. Yeah, you're right.
Not The X Factor. Richie, did you watch any of this?
I don't. I watched the Taekwondo, and then I watched the concert, the 12-12-12.
The X Factor, that's the one that has Simon in it.
Yes.
This is Tate Stevens opening up the program last night. Song called Bonfire.
Pretty good.
Pretty noisy. Brittany didn't like it, but
like
the
it.
Rest of them liked it. Carly Rose Sonneclair. With your song, she's the next singer on The X Factor.
Oh my God, it's Elton John.
Not quite. So I think this is the one where I saw Simon dissing her and getting booed. Richie, play the beginning of cut 1309, see if that's if I'm right.
For this point in the competition, you picked a very, very risky song, and you know, it's one of my favorite songs, but a very difficult song to perform. Having said that, you did things with that song I've never heard done before.
Was good.
You know, I can feel you wanting to win this competition. I can feel it. And I really love the fact that you won it so badly and that you're doing such a great job. I'm proud.
Thank you, Alan.
Ellen Reed. Great Simon.
So, it's no secret, I guess, that I don't have any contestants in my category left.
Okay.
And it sucks, but now everyone can, like, totally, fully, 100% trust what I say because there's no games, no favorites. Like, it's just straight up honest. Mm. And I still have to be honest with you and tell you that it's still very predictable. And I was like, you walked out on stage.
Boo! Okay, somebody else to boo at.
You walked
boo!
Out on stage and I was like, okay, here we go again. She's going to sound phenomenal, which is great. But it's also another slow song. But with that being said, I think this was my favorite song that you've ever performed.
Wow.
Because the R&B side to your voice is so magical, and I don't care if it was predictable. It was great.
Thank you.
I'm confused. So you didn't like the song, but it was your favorite?
No, I didn't like it at first. I was kind of annoyed because it was another slow song, but then it turned out to be totally different, and I loved the performance.
So you did like it?
Yes.
Well, why did you say that?
Get him. Holy go get him, Simon.
Yep, Simon's going
here,
to get
he's
me.
Really old.
Demi Lovato?
Yeah. Simon, you're just really old.
Move.
I'm going to ignore my little brat. Carly, I thought that was a beautiful version of a fantastic song.
Thank you.
Wait a minute.
You know, Connie, you know, I'm glad I saw the film because this is the first time, genuinely, I have seen any emotion from you throughout the whole competition. And it was nice to see that. I actually don't think it was your best performance so far.
No!
I think by having you walk across that thing made it hesitant. Mm. I think you're nervous. I think you're very lucky you got a second song because I think you can do better than that.
All right. So the last, let's get Emblem 3 on here, Richie.
Let's hear from Brittany.
Performing Baby, I Love Your Way. Oh, Baby, I Love Your Way. From the X Factor last night. Peter Frampton. Doesn't sound. Emblem 3 is no Peter Frampton. Hard to make these songs your own when they're so well done in the original version. Anyway, it's 28 after the hour. That's the X Factor report from last night on Good Day.
It's the Old Navy Weekly Gift-tacular. Jingle Jammies, $8, kids 7. Here's your gift guru, Ellen Griswold.
Oh, hi. Let's talk gifts.
I need some good gifts for my holiday sleepover.
Do what I do with the Griswolds. Put everyone in Jingle Jammies. Next.
Hey, I'm PJ, and I want a gift that really says it's from me.
PJ, how about socks?
Huh?
Kidding. Jingle Jammies.
And that gift-tacular's a wrap. Jingle Jammies, $8, kids 7. Now until Saturday at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
In-store only, valid 12/9 through 12/15. Excludes baby and licensed product.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP Ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP Ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. And Great Talk Radio starts here.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The hour. Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli. Always nice to have you with us, and back again you are. Thursday, the 13th of December, Rich McFadden in the control room at our originating network, Radio America. And let's see, Jennifer, are you seeing Jennifer tonight? Is that Jennifer's in New York?
I think for lunch. We're having lunch.
Lunch today.
Yeah.
All right, well, that'd be very nice.
Mm-hmm. She's thoroughly enjoying her time in New York.
Yes, I've seen some of the pictures she's posted. Incredible.
Yeah. Having a nice time. Just tell her that if you see her, we're forgetting her, and she better get back quickly, otherwise we won't remember who she is.
I'm sure she's all broken up.
Yeah, I'm sure she is
as well. She's just concerned.
All right. So we're going to have a version of the Same Brain, Frame Drain game, which we have not had for quite a while here. So before we get to our television report, your opportunity to win $150 worth of Pure Attitude creams, lotions, washes, from
Roberta,
a company.
The cops are after you again.
Yes.
There they are. So this is the theme today, as the election just over a couple of weeks ago, was it a month? I guess it's been a month now, isn't it? About a month, maybe a little more than a month. I've decided I want to find out what people know about the inhabitants of the White House. So what's your White House inhabitant IQ? I.e., this is sort of a presidential, about presidents and their wives and that sort of thing, and the things they did while they were in office. So we have questions with suggested answers. I'm going to ask Roberta a question, and you're going to listen to her give the answer, and then you're going to agree or disagree with her, and everybody always wins. You cannot lose this contest. But it's kind of fun as to how we get there, obviously. 800-510-8255. So if you'd like a shot at these Pure Attitude creams and lotions worth $150 for Christmas, that'd be nice. The Same Brain, Frame Drain game, and our focus on the presidents, their families, and their time in the White House. I suppose I could give an example of a question, right?
Yes, please.
Who was the first president born an American citizen? The first president born an American citizen. Was it George Washington, Andrew Jackson, or Martin Van Buren? What would you say to that, Roberta?
I'd say Martin Van Buren.
So if you were, if I were the person that you were on the air with, and listened to that answer, and I said yes,
I'd say yes.
I would get a point because, and all you need is 3 points to win, because Martin Van Buren was
first. Yay!
George Washington was not an American citizen because there was no America to be the citizen of.
Right.
Exactly.
When he was president, or when he was born, anyway. 800-510-8255. So if you'd like to play that game and win a prize, kind of fun. And it's not only that, it's interesting, the things you can learn from us asking these questions, which is kind of what this is all about anyway. 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, the television report coming up as well. There is a, you know how I love it? People send me, I must get 400 email a day. And many of the things that come from you when you send them to me, Doug, at DougStephan.com, are things that are exceptions to the rule or the rules. For example, somebody sent me an ad for a charter school in Washington State. And as a grammarian, or some people call me a grammar nerd, I have come to see these things for what they are, mistakes. So, and they're fun because nobody really gets them. For example, they were trying to get, in this county in Washington State, children to sign up for charter schools. You know the charter school concept. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's obviously they're pretty successful. So they ran an ad in the local Seattle-Tacoma newspaper, and instead of public charter schools, the ad read pubic charter schools.
Yeah, them too.
So how is it? I mean, I think to myself, how silly is this? How can it be that a school district with grammarians or supposed educators can proofread an ad and not see that pubic isn't public?
Well, you're assuming they proofread it.
Well, I guess I'm assuming a lot of things, which, you know, it happens when you assume anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it just, that was cute. And thank you for sending that along to me. In the meantime, let's pause, Richie. We'll get a little action going on here, and then we'll see who we want to choose to play the same brain frame drain with Roberta Fasanelli here on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
Hi, friends. Doug Stephan here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-494-4800 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-494-4800. That's 1-800-494-4800. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
All right, so let's get at this. The choice is usually interesting to make here. All of our callers are men. Now, I don't know what that says, but I'm interested in meeting a man who lives in La Luz, New Mexico. John, where is La Luz, New Mexico?
It's about 80 miles north of El Paso, Texas, just north of Alamogordo, New Mexico, about 200 miles south of Albuquerque.
Albuquerque. All right. So you're in the low desert, not the high desert.
Correct.
As it
but were. We have mountains about 10 miles.
Yeah.
From
it's a long way to Tipperary when you go up that road from El Paso up to Albuquerque.
So we got
long
stations
stretch.
All over. Are you listening to us on the El Paso station or the... Or the
yes.
You are, the wow, that signal gets up there? Wow, that's pretty cool.
Goodness.
Good for them and good for us.
Wow.
All right, so, John, you understand how this game is played? Have you heard us play this before?
No, but I heard your instructions.
All right, so here, I'll give them to you once again very quickly. Roberta's going to be asked a question by me about White House residents and what's going on in the White House, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And she'll pick from three possible answers what she thinks is the right one. If you agree, you get a point. If she's right, if she's wrong and you disagree, then you'll get a point. But you get 3 points, you'll win. Don't worry about it. All right, we ready? Actually, John,
I'm ready.
You're just a prop, and I'm rewarding you with $150 worth of creams, lotions, and things from Pure Attitude. All right, so you'll be a good prop, I can tell. All right, Roberta, you ready?
I'm ready, boss.
Who was the first president to take the nation into a declared war? A, James Madison. B, Abraham Lincoln. C, Woodrow Wilson.
I'm going to say Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. You agree or disagree with that, John?
I disagree.
Good. It was James Madison who was the first president to take us into a war.
Which war was that?
He gets a point. The Madison War, very famous. The Wars of Madison County. You even heard about which president was the first to be elected after all women won the vote? Which president was the first to be elected after all women got the right to vote? Was it William Howard Taft? That's A. B. Woodrow Wilson. C. Warren Harding. Roberta?
Oh, gosh. Warren Harding.
You agree or disagree with that, John?
I agree.
Good. You get 2 points because it was Warren Harding. Next question. Who was the first poet to take part in a presidential inauguration? Who was the first poet to take part? Poet.
Okay.
To take part in a presidential inauguration. Was it Walt Whitman, Robert Frost, or Maya Angelou?
Maya Angelou.
You agree or disagree with that, John?
Disagree.
Good. Robert Frost is the answer. Okay. This guy's good. All right. He's already got his 3 points.
Wow.
So he's got his prize.
By the
prize.
Way, Madison was the War of 1812.
That's good. Thank you, Richie.
You're
welcome. All right, there's an extra point. Which woman was the first to pursue her career before she became First Lady? Dolly Madison, Abigail Fillmore, or Jacqueline Kennedy? And the answer is, Roberta?
Dolly Madison. She made ice cream.
Dolly Madison made ice cream. You agree or disagree with that, John?
I disagree.
Good. Abigail Fillmore is the answer. This guy's very smart. He hasn't gotten any of them wrong. Here we give him a bonus question or a bonus prize, Richie. Who was the first vice president to become president when the previous office holder died? John Tyler, Andrew Johnson, or Chester A. Arthur, Roberta?
Andrew Johnson.
Andrew Johnson. You agree or disagree with that?
Disagree.
Disagree. The answer, you want to give us the answer, John?
Give me the...
John Tyler, Andrew Johnson, Chester Arthur.
Chester Arthur.
No, John Tyler. I'm going to have you quit while you're ahead. All right. Good job. Merry Christmas. We'll have that. We'll hope to get to those creams and lotions from Pure Attitude before Christmas time. John, a wonderful holiday season. A happy new year. Thank you for listening to Good Day. Roberta and Richie and Doug and you with the Golden Globe nominations and the television report coming right up here on Good Day.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
It's the Old Navy Weekly Gift-cacular. Jingle Jammies, 8 bucks, kids 7. Here's your gift guru, Ellen Griswold.
Oh, hi. Let's talk gifts.
I need some good gifts for my holiday sleepover.
Do what I do with the Griswolds. Put everyone in Jingle Jammies. Next.
Hey, I'm PJ, and I want a gift that really says it's from me.
PJ, how about socks?
Huh?
Kidding. Jingle Jammies.
And that gift-cacular's a wrap. Jingle Jammies, 8 bucks, kids 7. Now until Saturday at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
In-store only, $12.99 through $12.15. Excludes baby and licensed product.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
All right, 13 before the hour on the Doug Good Day program. This is normally Jennifer's job, even though she tells me I screw it up every day. Excuse me?
You keep talking, and she never gets to talk about her TV report. Now I'm going to record this, because all you're going to do is a TV report for, like, a couple of minutes,
yeah.
And she's going to be upset.
Show me my TV report.
He talks and talks and talks.
Wendy Williams, daytime television host, has some pretty intriguing moments with some of her listeners. Wendy here answers a question from one of the folks in the audience about whether a girlfriend's boyfriend is cheating. The way she does this is really so clever. Listen.
So I have this friend. She's been dating this guy for about 8 months. She really likes him. They're in a relationship. But last week, I saw him out on a date with somebody else. I don't know if it was a friend, a sister, a cousin.
Why are you calling it a date?
That's why. That's my question. I don't know if I should say something or if I should just butt out.
I really want you to say something because that's the hot topic side of me. But the real part of me says don't say anything because that could have been a sister,
right.
or a cousin or a coworker or something. So we don't know. What time was it?
9:30.
What night of the week?
Saturday night. I was out.
Could have been a sister, though, or something right. like that. And you know what? Just keep your side eye on him. Don't share this with her, ever. Because if you share it with her in 2 years, then she'll be mad at you. Like, why didn't you tell me, you know, back then?
Right.
And don't share it with him.
Hmm. Is that good advice, Roberta, or not?
Yeah, I think so.
You share it?
Don't
share
anything.
Yeah. All right, Ann Curry is in the television news today.
Good for her.
She is going to get a new high-profile job, it appears. Her former boss, Jeff Zucker, who recently took over CNN, wants to make her a lead anchor on the network.
Hmm.
Where it is, he wants her at 8 o'clock. Anderson Cooper is there now. Cooper is going to be moved out, if you will, to play a role as a global correspondent. So Cooper is not doing well at CNN, not doing well with his daytime talk
and
show.
And she's now a global correspondent.
Right.
So she's going to move to anchor.
Yeah.
And to CNN move from NBC. Global correspondent.
Right.
CNN not doing too well.
New lawsuit suggests that the A&E show Storage Wars is a fake. Wow.
No kidding. What a shock.
David Hester, who appeared on the show, filed a suit claiming the program is deceiving. Makes viewers believe the participants are bidding on unseen goods when valuable items are actually planted inside storage containers. Says when he complained to producers about the rigging, he was fired. Wow. Good Lord. Can you imagine? Terrible. Horrible. The Golden Globes today. What's the best movie? They announced it, I think, in about an hour, right?
Golden Globe High is looking pretty good.
Argo. I'm thinking Argo. Yeah. Well, we'll see. But that's going to be on television, so you can check it out after you listen to the radio.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com.
Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Feature the Money Pit, home improvement radio program hosted by Tom Kreidler and Leslie Segretti every weekend on hundreds of great radio stations all around our cunning, all around our country, our cunning country. That's Tom is influenced from New Jersey. You know, they don't speak English very well.
Is that a Jersey accent?
And that's a Jersey accent. Yes, it is. Kreidler and his hazardous holiday plants to look out for, plus questions from you. You can always send questions along to me, Doug, at DougStefan.com for Tom, or Tom at TheMoneyPit.com, right? Isn't that how they find you, Tom?
Tom at MoneyPit.com.
Why don't you put the in it? I don't like money. I like
you know,
the
because
money
it's shorter.
Pit.
It's shorter.
Really? Tom at MoneyPit.com. All right. Tom's got his report for us. Just a moment. Stand by on good day.
Hi. How can I help you?
You already did. With my, car loan.
Sir?
You know, the great low-rate loan I got after you gave me that GM discount.
Excuse me, but did you just say something about a GM discount?
Oh, no, no, no. I said, I'm at this counter instead of the other one.
Oh. Whew, that was close.
Sir, you really don't need to whisper. It's no secret. The credit union member discount from GM is available for all of our members.
Really?
Really?
Really? It's part of a program called Invest in America that gives credit union members special discounts on new Chevy, Buick, or GMC vehicles way below the MSRP. And as a member, you can save even more with some of the lowest financing rates available on auto loans.
That means I can save on a car and a loan.
Shh. What do you want everybody to know about it?
Actually, yes. With the GM discount and the Invest in America program, there's no better time to buy a new vehicle and to belong to a credit union. Visit lovemycreditunion.org. Credit unions are federally insured by the NCUA and are equal opportunity lenders.
Tom at MoneyPit.com. I got it right there, Tom. Isn't that impressive?
You did.
I'm a good student. I'll forget by next week, but for this week, I got it.
So far, so good.
Tom is blogged on the on his website, and we have it in the Better Living box at DougStefan.com about some of the hazardous plants. I'm sitting looking at, Meredith got me a poinsettia that's sitting in the studio here in front of me. I don't think those are dangerous, are they?
Well, they are to animals.
Yes.
Don't let the dog.
Your Charlotte eats those leaves. Ooh.
Not good. Not pretty.
Not like.
Yeah. Well, you know, we all think about poinsettias. We think about mistletoe as being sort of holiday hazardous plants, but there are others. Holly, of course, is a potentially hazardous plant. There is Brazilian pepper, which is a fairly invasive non-native plant, especially if you live in like some of the warmer states like California or Hawaii. It's got bright red berries. It's used a lot in holiday arrangements. And then another one called Jerusalem cherry. So we put these all together on our website at MoneyPit.com in the blog so that you could take a look and make sure these are not entering your house. And if they are, you need to know to be careful with them.
Really? That's swell, Tom.
Just for you, Doug.
All right, the weather is turning colder, so the questions seem to reflect that. Monty's in Virginia wants to know the lowest temperature he can set his thermostat to keep his pipes from freezing. Duh.
Yeah, well,
hello, what temperature does it freeze at? Duh.
Well, no, actually, it's a good question because you need to leave the temperature at least 65 degrees if you have your water on. Now, what? If you drain the water from your pipes, because you're really winterizing for an extended period of time.
Wait a minute.
Because the thermostat temperature and the actual temperature are not the same.
When I leave my house, and I have never had a problem, I leave the thermostat's lowest reading is 45. And that's what I leave it on.
Well, you're lucky. I got to tell you, Doug, it depends on the house a lot, too, and you get to know your house over the years. But all of us have pipes that are closer to the outside walls than the inside walls, and those are the pipes that are going to freeze first. Yeah. So when we go away, we don't leave the temperature down at 45 because we know that the pipes could freeze at that. And frankly, even if you have your water turned off in your house and you leave the heat down
as
low as you do.
Though. 65 is where most people, if you're going to be smart, you're going to have your temperature set at 65 most of the time. So it's just like leaving it on full blast.
Well, maybe 62, Doug, but I wouldn't go any lower than that because if you, in your house, in your situation, when you go away, if you go away for a long time and you leave it at 45, you're going to find that you're going to get a lot of humidity and moisture in the house that swells doors, it causes wallpaper to peel off walls.
It's not like I'm not here. I mean, there's somebody here all the time. There's somebody in and out of the house all the time. Somebody stays here.
The other thing to remember to do is if you do go away, turn your main water valve off. There's no reason to have it on.
I do that.
When you're not in the house.
Yeah.
And this way, if the pipe does freeze and break, you're going to limit the amount of water that leaks out into your house. And, you know, when you come home, you turn it on, you hear the water running somewhere it's not supposed to. At least you can catch it before it floods the basement.
All right. I guess I get that. Do I agree? I'm not an expert, though, folks. So we know.
Listen, you do things a little bit different in the farm country.
When the expert speaks, we all listen. It's like E.F. Hutton. When Kreitler starts talking, everything else stops.
Wow, did you just date yourself?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
E.F. Hutton. Oh, man.
When E.F. Hutton, that wasn't that long ago.
Really. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.